This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Private sport clubs for Colorado young people don't require background checks for coaches or mandate abuse training, but a proposal at the state capitol would change that. Amy Resnick works for the Bullying Resource Recovery Center. The organization uncovered abuse in four different programs in 2019.
Teenage girls were being yanked by their hair, called sexual names, and bullied for their weight by their athletic coaches.
The bill doesn't name public schools because they already require abuse prevention training and background checks. It also doesn't designate a state agency to enforce a new law. The state legislature is trying to bring more transparency to what customers pay for services like Uber and DoorDash. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A pair of new bills at the state legislature would guarantee information to customers and drivers on apps like DoorDash and Uber. Drivers would always get to know how much their customers are paying and how much the platforms are keeping for themselves, as well as other information like where they're going before they accept a job. Sandra Parker Murray is a part-time gig worker and a labor organizer.
It makes consumers and drivers aware, right? They want to know what they're going to make before they accept a trip to Vail, for instance.
The tech companies would also have to provide large amounts of data about their operations to the state. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Bustang is ending its route between Colorado Springs and the Denver Tech Center. The state-run bus service will still take riders between the Springs and Denver's Union Station. The change takes effect March 1st. The first phase of the Front Range passenger rail will be longer than initially proposed. The rail project's initial intended route went from Denver to Longmont. A report out this week says if the service is extended to Fort Collins, the train would be eligible for expanded federal funding. This is CPR News and KRCC.